Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Tuesday, live from Bologna, Carrie Bickmore.
Well, I feel Italian now.
Yes.
After our amazing dinner last night, accusing Kate and our listeners, I stuffed myself full of the most amazing Italian delicacies. Salami, pizza, pasta.
Prosciutto.
What was that?
Prosciutto.
Oh, prosciutto. I didn't eat any. Was that prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Oh, I love prosciutto.
That's all I ate. Oh, that's why you didn't get any.
And it was fabulous.
Prosciutto.
And how fabulous for our listeners, too.
They're the best. Great.
No weirdos at all.
Okay, so that's not usual.
All of our listeners aren't weird.
Nah, that's what I mean. What I've discovered is that
some
we have non-weirdo listeners.
We have some. We go out to people all over the country. There's got to be some weirdos.
Nah, they're all good.
Okay.
I love them.
Yeah, good.
I love
weird is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Something amazing for today's show. Just when you think our content couldn't get any more exciting and bigger, we've got an exclusive interview today with none other than Elton John. We wanted to save it. We recorded this last week, but we wanted to save it because we didn't want it to get in the way of any Spice Girls stuff. We just wanted to enjoy that, have fun, and then today.
There was probably three people in my life that I wanted to interview.
Yeah.
Sam Smith, who you surprised me with in my house a couple of years ago. Highlight of my life. Elton John, who you'll hear coming up later. It was Michael Jackson, and for multiple reasons, it's no longer Michael Jackson.
Much harder surprise to make happen, too.
Also, just don't really want to talk to him anymore for all the other reasons.
Well, he also wouldn't be much on the talking back.
So he's scratched off the list.
Very quiet. One side
so
of conversation.
I have fulfilled my dream of Elton John and Sam Smith.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And coming up, one of my happiest moments when I get to give you the gift of chatting live to the Rocket Man.
It was extraordinary. It was lots of other feelings and emotions too, but we'll talk about them later. But for now, speaking of feelings and emotions, we've discovered a gift on this show that I didn't know we had, and I feel like we're not using enough. We're not maximizing our full potential.
We've got superpowers.
We've got superpowers.
I knew this day had come.
Yeah.
Let's say on the count of three what our superpowers are.
Okay. One, two, three.
I can poo
crime.
Quickly in public. Oh.
What?
Sorry?
Yeah, the crime.
Let's go with yours.
You pooing makes me cry. Same superpower.
Let's go with yours.
Okay. So when we were on our way over here, we stopped via Dubai, Doha.
Doha.
Doha. What are you
No, sorry.
At?
I'm
no, no,
looking
Dubai and Doha
are different.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm also looking at you. And I also realised the first time that we were on different flights. And so I was like, did we? I didn't. I certainly didn't.
Abu Dhabi is Doha.
In Singapore. No, Doha's in Qatar.
Yep, good.
We're getting closer.
You know our superpower? When someone has a superpower in one area, they lose knowledge in another. So what we gain in crying, we lose in basic geography.
Now, we had 45 minutes on the ground in Doha to get between our plane that
to
we
get
touched
to Dubai, where our next flight took off from.
That we touched down in, right? And then we had to get all the kids off the plane, through security, back onto the next flight. And in that time, I had to somehow wash and sterilize a whole bunch of baby bottles because I'd brought eight with me. She'd gone through all of them already and we still had another 8-hour leg to go.
Gosh. Mum. Troubles, but it is.
Hashtag mum life.
Yeah.
With a Y.
Stressful.
I've never understood that.
I've seen you traveling with the whole brigade and I didn't realize it's a whole
epic.
Mission.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought, why not go to the lounge? There'd be a lounge in Abu Dhabi that I could use to wash the bottles at, right? Because where else am I going to do it? So I went to the lounge, got there, and I had Belle, our producer, with us as well, and she was helping me with and Addie. We were so stressed that I said to Chris, you go ahead and go to the gate with the kids. I'll go with Belle and Addie to go wash the bottles, right? And that way someone can hold the plane. My partner's still coming, right? Yep. So we get to the front, and there's all these people on walkie-talkies, little headsets and stuff. And are you right? You're hot.
I'm honestly nearly about to pass out. Shutting the window was a horrible move.
I know, it gets hot in Doha.
That's better.
Okay, open the window.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Can we keep chatting now?
Yeah, I was really touch and go for a while. I thought I was going to unleash my special power.
And so we tried to get into the lounge so we could wash the bottles. Yes. And we got a slap. Yep. Not actually slapped to the face, but might as well have been.
They said, we don't get your radio show
right?
here.
No,
we don't get
they
the
didn't care
here.
Who we were. This face wasn't getting anything anywhere. Anyway, we kept trying, didn't we, Belle? We were trying all things. And eventually the lady said to me, okay, you can go through, just me, but not her. So I left Belle with the baby. I raced through. No one was helping me try and find a place to wash bottles. And then eventually I found a sink.
Because you're a woman by herself that is suddenly washing bottles.
True, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found a sink and I found a microwave, all the things I needed to sterilize bottles, but there was no detergent. And then the man informed me that I needed to have brought my own detergent. Well, I don't travel with detergent.
Yeah, you're
right?
not a detergent lady, that's not your power.
There's nothing left for me to do.
Yeah.
I had nothing left in me.
Oh no, this is when you unleash.
I broke down. I just started sobbing. I was so stressed. I thought, what am I going to do? Get on the flight with not able to feed Addie.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the flight and I'll be stuck in Abu Dhabi for months. All of a sudden, the detergent materialized.
From your
eyes? The bottle washing materialized. No, the man went and took all my bottles and went and washed.
This is so good.
This has been the worst storytelling. First you get sweaty, now Kate Lindbrook's coming to say hello. Mate, I'm in the middle of telling a story.
Hello, Katie.
Is it one of your fabulous laundromat stories?
No, just go away.
Talking about washing, though.
Anyway. Yep,
great story.
Okay, anyway, look, we got to do a song now, so I'm not going to get to tell you my superpower until after the song.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, it's very hard to tell a story around here.
I'm really sorry, mate. That was my fault and Katie's
Kate
fault.
Yeah.
Yes,
fault.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the point was I couldn't get my bottles and teats washed and then I broke down and cried.
That's because you're trying to. Next time, just focus on one. Wash the bottles and keep your teats in there, buddy, top mate.
Maybe I would have had more chance of getting the teats washed if I'd gotten my other teats out.
Yeah. You can wash my bottles, but only if you wash my teats first.
I couldn't get them washed. And I started crying, and it wasn't turning the waterworks on. I genuinely was just felt completely helpless and in despair.
Yep.
But once I started crying, boy, did things turn around.
Yes.
I could have had anything washed that I wanted washed.
So detergent, which you didn't have.
Yep.
And then what else did you need?
I wouldn't bother going on with the rest of the story.
Sure.
It was already long enough.
Yep. Okay.
Got it all washed.
Yep.
Talking to our producer, Belle.
Yes.
Producer
Hello.
Belle.
Hello.
You also had an incident in the airport.
Yeah. So when we all flew to Bologna, it was an overbooked flight. And Casey, using Kate's digital producer, and I didn't have a seat. And they were like, oh, it's fine. You can just get on a flight 6 hours later. And I was like, okay, cool. That's fine. Whatever. And then.
You weren't okay, cool. I saw you. You were pretty annoyed.
I was pretty annoyed. Yeah. I was like borderline tears, but I wasn't tears.
No.
So it's different. So that I wasn't getting what I wanted then.
Yeah.
And then
you were shaking at that stage. Oh, no tears. Just gentle shakes.
Just quivering. Yeah. And then they told us that there were no seats on the next flight either, and we'd have to go the next day. And then
you're the producer of this show.
Yeah,
so you had to be here.
I had
Bologna.
To be here. I mean, you guys actually had to be here more than me, but
no,
I had to be
here.
Yeah. And then so I started just like bawling my eyes out, and Casey reckons that's what got us a seat on the plane.
This is great, guys.
Yeah. Why aren't we crying more?
Why?
What do you want? Tell me what you want.
Yeah.
And then I'll cry and we'll get it.
Great. I would like free dinner tonight. So we go to a beautiful Italian restaurant.
Yep.
And then we refuse to pay. And when they say why, you just say no. No. No Italiano, no pay.
As I said that out loud, I realised you're going to make me do this, aren't you?
Yes. And no Italiano,
no
pay.
That's rude, though.
And even when they say, we've got an ATM.
I just say, no Italiano, no pay.
No Italiano, and
do I do it in my Italian accent or my Indian?
You do it in your Italian, which sounds Indian.
Sure.
Give us a practice run.
What am I saying again?
No Italiano and no pay.
Okay. No Italiano, no pay.
Yeah, and then just stare
no
at
Italiano,
them.
No pay.
And then you need to start crying.
No Italiano, no pay.
That's good.
Okay.
Free meal.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
I love so much that we have Elton John coming up.
Huge.
One of the biggest stars in the world. And that is, this is still the most exciting segment of all time.
But that'll never change.
That's true.
All
what
right.
have you got for us, Buzzy?
I'm assuming.
Hey?
I'm deja vu.
We did it last week.
That's a French word. I'm so sorry. You're in the wrong country.
guys, last week was the British edition. We were going to do the...
We can do the Italian edition.
Well, we discussed this at lunch yesterday. My Italian accent ain't great, but I will give it a go.
Okay.
Give us... sorry, that's Addie. She's joining in as well.
Yep.
Give us something. Give us a bit of Italian.
Well, when I think of Italian, I think of... Well, you're the person I think of, and that goes Indian. So then I try to think of...
Just give us the question.
Right.
Okay. Should we start? Okay.
All right. Numero uno.
Here we go.
Which team won the 2019 FA Cup final? is that Italian?
Yeah, it was great.
It's pretty good.
FA Cup. Who was it?
Manchester City.
Amazing.
Yeah, Manchester City.
Is that not the Premier League?
See, I know they won the FA Cup final.
Oh, as well.
Yes.
Bang.
And they won the Premier League.
Okay. What's good? Bene?
Bene.
Molto bene.
Molto bene.
Molto bene.
Question due. Uno, due. Is that French?
Uno, due.
Due. Taiwan. Oh, God, how do you say Taiwan? In it?
Just say Taiwan.
Taiwan is officially known as the Republic of what? Taiwan.
Oh.
Mm.
Republic China?
Oh, yeah, and it would be.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Okay.
It would be.
A lady. Ha.
All right.
With a baby.
Question number three.
Addie has contributed nothing, by the way.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson stars as which character
in
the
Family?
TV sitcom Modern Family?
I don't know.
He's the redheaded guy.
Oh, Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey,
good.
He's so lovely.
Question four. Which former Prime Minister was the number one ticket holder for the Sydney Swans in 1982? Would
Hawke?
It be, Bob Hawke?
Hawke?
I feel like Hawke is later.
82.
But also, it could have been a former Prime Minister at the time.
I feel like he's just died. Maybe that's why they're talking about it.
Sure. Let's lock it in.
Okay. Question number five. Who created the children's character Lockie Leonard?
Oh, Lockie Leonard. I did that at school.
Same, but I didn't read it.
It was Australian author, isn't it? Isn't Lockie Leonard Australian?
Yeah, sure. Tim Minchin? No.
No. No, I'm thinking Chasing Ally Brandy.
Your three best friends?
Lucky Leonard. I can't remember.
I don't know.
No.
AJ Leggett? They just always have names like that.
No, it's not AJ Leggett.
Oh, K.S. Fitzpatrick?
No.
Oh, J.L. Smooth?
Stop.
No?
No idea?
No.
I don't like talking AJ Leggett.
Addie's over
Let's
it.
Lock someone in.
J.J. Abrahams.
Great. That's question number one. Who won the 2019 FA Cup final?
Mm-hmm.
It was Manchester City.
Woo!
Taiwan is officially known as the Republic of China.
Thank you.
Two from two. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is... Mitchell Pritchard.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we on three?
Imagine if we got three from five three. While we're in Italy. Oh, we can't because we didn't know that last one.
Which former Prime Minister was the number one ticket holder for Sydney Swans in 82? Bob Hawke.
Bang.
Oh, God, I'm on fire. I need to do the paper quiz from Italy every week.
All right.
Well, Abrahams is locked in.
Oh, I wish I knew this.
So question five who created the children's character Lockie Leonard?
Yeah.
Oh, we could still do
Who did you say, Abbott. Tommy?
J.J. Abrahams, J.L. Smooth.
What was your first answer that you said was completely wrong?
A something Taggart.
Tim.
Oh, you said Tim Minchin.
I said Tim Winton.
Tim Winton was correct.
Oh,
why didn't you ever put my answer in?
Oh, my
this
God.
This is what always happens in the quiz.
God.
You always dismiss my
we
answers as they're the stupid guy answers in the corner. And then if you just acknowledge that maybe I had an answer.
My God. That counts, doesn't it? You
no.
knew. The rest
Four.
Were made up names. That
no.
was the only
Five.
Author's
Five.
Actual name.
I would have known if you'd had some faith in me.
Hold on.
You,
guys
you didn't even have faith
that
in you.
That was the only author's name you mentioned.
Yeah.
All the other people were made up. So I
no,
think that
J.J.
counts.
No, J.J. Abrahams is someone.
No, isn't that a singer?
F. Scott Fitzgerald is someone.
Shout out to J.J.
Fitzgerald. That's a singer, like a soul singer.
F. Scott Fitzgerald was great.
You want us to finish, Addie? Is that what you're saying?
Everyone
Addie's had enough.
4 from 5.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So yesterday, I feel like What's it called? Defamation. I feel like there was defamation on this very show, and it didn't even involve you, Bickmore.
For once.
One of your seedlings that you have, one of your spawns.
Numero uno.
Yes. Young Ollie. I got a mention in Ollie's diary, and he joins us now. Once again, I believe an exclusive. Ollie, how are you?
Good.
Good. How are you enjoying Italy?
It's a lot more hotter than I expected.
Yes. Isn't it heaps better than London?
Yes. Everyone's not so grumpy as London.
Now, Ol, you had some words in your diary about me, which I can say are nothing short of scandalous, and you tore me to pieces.
And accurate.
Okay, I wasn't going to say that, but I would like to think that you've been equally scathing of everybody.
Should we remind people what you said, what Ollie said about you?
Ollie, what did you say about me? We had a night out on a bus restaurant. It was you, me, Carrie, Walks, and then it was two of your uncles.
Yes.
And, oh, sorry.
Your grandfather and uncle.
I forgot how family works for a second.
And it's not his uncle. It's great uncle. Anyway, don't worry about the details, mate.
No, oh, that's going to be the next diary entry. Tommy doesn't understand families.
you got really drunk. And Ollie finished the night by saying to me that he wanted to catch a separate cab home. And when we read his diary entry the next day, what did you say about Tommy?
But at the end of the dinner, Tommy got drunk and I had to seek protection.
Oh, did you really want to catch an extra cab? I thought we were having fun.
You dived into the cab.
Yeah, but was it funny? A funny dive?
No, because like then you just sat in the corner.
What do you mean of the cab?
Yeah.
Being fun though, just like sitting in the corner being fun.
You looked lonely.
That's it. That's
the first
a kid
time.
Seeing into my soul right there. So I make sure I'm not the only one being mentioned, mm-hmm. Do you have any other – because you've been journaling every day because, of course, you're away from school at the moment.
Yes.
So I've been getting you to keep a journal.
Yeah, mum has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mum
not
has.
Not school. I couched it as school required it. It's just me.
Do you have any other bits that we can read from your diary?
Many, one from each day.
Oh, okay. Can you give us
– we don't probably have enough breaks for one for each day. We've been away for a while. Just the highlights, Ol.
Oh, okay. This is a really funny one.
On what day?
So this is when we're in Doha, like interchanging flights.
Which your mum called Abu Dhabi. And
so when we get to the gate, Evie drops on the floor and says, I'm hungry. So a Japanese tourist comes and gives her his croissant.
Oh, my gosh. Was she crying?
Yes.
Because we've learnt.
Yeah, she has meltdown.
Passed the superpowers down.
Yeah. Oh, yes, crying on cue. Even my daughter can do it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Is there any more? Have you got any about mum being drunk or anything?
No.
Get drunk, mate. It's you that gets drunk.
Mum gets drunk. Any scandalous ones about anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, give
Chris?
Us one. Yeah, great. Give us one about Chris.
After we catch a cab to Chris's old pub that he used to work at, and there was a lady who still worked there, but she did not recognise Chris because he had changed his hair.
Yeah,
and 20 years ago.
20 years.
Pretty scathing.
Yeah, that's
almost
pretty
as
good.
Bad as your entries. Or not.
Hey, Ollie, are you going to write any nice ones about me in the future, do you think?
Never.
Oh, come on. What about tonight? Okay. You know
do you
how
have any more Tommy entries?
Oh, yes. But this one's not written in, but I remember it. Yeah. So
now he's just taken to the stage.
Oh, great. He's improving now. Awesome. Yeah.
I haven't written this in my journal because mm-hmm. I didn't get time yet.
Okay.
At the cricket,
yes.
You ate a night pill instead of the day pill.
Okay.
What does that even mean? Why are you having pills with my son at the cricket?
Okay. Let's go to
what,
a song.
What's happening?
It's whatever we're doing now.
No, I
Buzzy,
think I need to understand what's going
okay,
on.
Okay. Buzz, hit me. Okay. We're gone. Good stuff, Ol. Keep journaling, it's real good for kids.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As you know, we are in Italy now. Last week we were in London and it was the
prank town.
It was prank town. It was the prankiest week we had. And the prank that you guys played on me by saying it was summer over there and it was 12 degrees and rainy every day. I still don't know how you did it.
That took
incredible.
A lot of meetings to make that
didn't it? But of course, our highlight of the week was meeting Mel B and getting the listeners surprised by Mel B. Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Just before we were due to do that, I thought we could squeeze in one extra prank because you made me cycle naked around London.
Yeah.
And of the things I got you back with, I don't think any of them actually quite sufficed.
No, and I have to say by Friday my guard was completely down.
Yes.
I thought we were pranked out.
Yeah.
I was going to get a coffee before we headed to Mel B and then you dragged me into the lift and handed me an eye mask.
Yes, and I thought, what a great time just before Mel B to deliver one last piece de resistance.
Oh, is this not a f***ing prank? Mate, we're done with pranks.
We just have one last surprise for you. It's the last one. I just need you to put on your eye mask, please.
Oh, I can't. If this is now heights, I'm going to really...
I promise it's not heights. Okay. And I promise you'll absolutely love it. And grab Buzzy's hand and step into the lift, please.
Honestly, all I wanted was to go get my coffee. This again. Seriously.
You know how we've been doing pranks all week and they've been kind of
horrendous.
Yeah. We thought we would organise you a nice surprise for the last one.
A massage? A sleep. I'd love a sleep. Is that an option?
Oh, I don't reckon you'll be able to sleep for a long time after this.
Okay. Oh God.
It's okay. I have good news and I have bad news.
Oh God.
The bad news is that Mel B is not happening.
Oh.
Mel B would never personally email us.
Oh.
You know how she was meant to be doing an event with our listeners today? She's got a show tonight. She would have no time to do that.
I did think that was funny. Yeah. Anyway, gosh, that's a lot of effort you went to.
Yeah. We even sent through a fake schedule.
You did. That schedule details. Really intrigued me.
You know how you wanted to talk about it on the show? Yeah. We were like, oh, maybe not. But we are in London.
Yeah.
And we do need a big star. We know that London is home to obviously some of the biggest stars in the world, but also some of your favourite stars in the world. This present that we have for you, you only have 5 minutes with. I'm going to open the door in a minute.
Oh, God, last time this ended up with me and my laundry.
It'd be amazing if you ended up in your laundry from here. I'm going to open the door.
Oh, God, this stresses me again because is it somebody that I'm not prepped? You know, I need to
If you don't know who this person is.
No, I'll know who they are. But remember last time I couldn't talk to Sam Smith and then he left and I had all these things I wanted to talk to him about.
So what's going
to
happen is I'm going to open the door. Only when you hear the door shut can you take off your blindfold. And you have 5 minutes.
It's just like...
Enjoy. Love you.
Ah. And so obviously what you couldn't hear there was the image of the man that you had sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
The image of the most famous man, or at least one of the most famous men in the world.
And the hottest man at the moment. Like, he's everywhere because of his movie that's out.
Yes, and just about to set out on what we think will be a farewell tour.
His final tour,
We talk about none other than the Rocket Man, Elton John. What you didn't know is that, of course, all the Mel B stuff I just talked about was a lie. Mel B was still happening. You didn't know that. I've just told you it's cancelled. And we've got... Mel B, an Elton John impersonator sitting there on the chair. And we'd like argue back and forwards, will she buy it, will she not? Well, after this next break, you're going to find out whether or not Carrie falls for it, what she does, how she reacts. All that is coming up. Stay tuned.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You have just heard the setup to the final prank of the London leg of our Spicy Meatball Tour.
It's making me sweat again now listening to it.
We blindfolded you up.
Yeah.
We moved you around the hotel and sent you into a room where we had an Elton John impersonator sitting there.
You told me I was going to have 5 minutes with a huge superstar.
And the last time I did that, it was Sam Smith and you lost your mind. And
so
it was
pretty confident.
Yeah, and I just told you all our actual plans for the afternoon had been cancelled.
Yeah, and that you were going to do something nice to me for the final time.
Yes, and just before you went into the room, this is what you said.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to open the door. Only when you hear the door shut can you take off your bipop. And you have 5 minutes.
Is this like...
Enjoy. Love you.
Ah. So the stage was set.
Yeah.
And we now had our Elton John impersonator sitting there.
I should point out, in a dark room, a darkly lit room.
We play to our strengths,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah. And he was a long way away from me now, I think about it. Our chairs were very far
apart. We considered all these things. But we still thought, we'll a bit more fall for it, won't she? What's going to be the fallout? What's going to happen? Well, this is when you met your idol, Elton John-ish.
So embarrassing.
Ah. Please sit down. The court is yours.
I just said that I can't think when I'm stressed.
Far away.
Far away. I don't even know where to start. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, hello, Adele.
Hi, how are you? I'm Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Your name is?
Carrie.
Carrie. I'm Reg. Elton.
Yeah, I know you are. So, talk to me. Where should I go in your beautiful hometown? What should I do while I'm here? We're here. Tell me all about your home city.
Right. At the moment, we're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we're in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday we're in Cardiff. And then on to France. So this is a farewell tour. And there you go. We're doing Australia next
year. I know, I can't wait. You're doing Hanging Rock.
So what are you here for?
We're here to see the Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls?
Yes.
Why the hell am I here?
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm more excited to see you than them because that would be offensive to them, but mm-hmm. I couldn't be more excited to see you. Are you a Spice Girls fan?
I am. I've been in their film, The Spice Girls.
I know. Have you seen their show yet?
No. I'm too busy.
Do you know if they've seen yours?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, your movie, absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
I just cannot – when I watched it, I felt incredibly emotional. My daughter, her favourite song is I'm Still Standing, mm-hmm. Particularly because of Johnny and Sing.
Right.
But I just feel like you – literally the fact that you can be the voice of people in their 50s and 60s and the voice of a four-year-old.
Okay.
That must be an extraordinary feeling to span that many generations.
It's transformed over the years, you know. It's got deeper, but it's good. So I'll give you a couple of bars.
You what?
I'll give you a couple of bars. Because it seems to me like you're a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Oh,
I would have liked to known you, but I was just a kid. Candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Right. Thank you.
You're gone.
I've got to go.
Why? We only just met.
Sorry, I ain't got time.
Thank you so much, sir.
So there it was. I can't believe.
So embarrassed.
Buzz and I were standing outside the door and there was a bit of silence. Before, he said to her, and we could hear that. And then there was silence. And then we just heard you sobbing. And we were like, Buzz goes,
I felt really bad.
And I said, not at all. And then we walked back in. And
he serenaded me.
I know.
It sounds nothing like him now that I hear it. It made me cry. And the weirdest part was, imagine as Elton John leaving, me turning to Elton John and going, but I haven't had my 5 minutes.
Make sure you check out the video because he looked unbelievable.
He looked a lot like Elton John.
Yeah, it's an Elton John person.
The video is on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show. I was fooled when he walked in as well.
And so after we'd known you were not only sold, you'd sobbed and you'd been
so
serenaded
cross.
By one of your music idols, we were left with the task of breaking the news to you that it, in fact, wasn't Elton John, it was Ray, the boy who drives black cabs and impersonates Elton John on the side.
It still makes me feel real uncomfortable. Stick around, it's coming up for you next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You have just heard our exclusive with Elton John, where I put a blindfold on you and then put you into a dark room where there was Elton John sitting, although Elton John was Ray.
It was an Elton John impersonator. Fell for it hook, line and sinker.
Well,
he even
you don't have
serenaded
to say that.
Me. I fell for it.
Yeah, I know, but you can hear that.
My interviewing skills are quite good.
Have a listen to the moment that you took your blindfold off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start. Oh, my God. Okay.
So, yeah, you fell for it hook, line and sinker.
Sobbed, mate.
Rod, you
I
ate
sobbed.
The fisherman. You inhaled half of the jetty. And then we were left with the task of breaking the news to you, which Buzzy just backed away. And
you carried the load with that. Yeah,
because I was absolutely reveling. And, of course, you'd be cool, calm and collected when I break the news to you. Let's have a listen.
I didn't even get to talk to him for very long. And then he's saying to me,
how was that?
Is that all I get? I've got so many more things I want to say to him.
Mate, 5 minutes.
No, but it wasn't 5 minutes.
That was 5 minutes.
It wasn't 5 minutes. He just sang Candle in the Wind.
How was it?
Like, emotional.
I'm, hey, there's someone else we want to introduce.
Oh,
to
God,
well.
I can't do this anymore.
We'd like to introduce, this is Ray.
Yeah.
Ray is a world-renowned Elton John impersonator.
You are the most horrible people I've ever met. I knew it was too good to be true that you would do something nice.
We're unbelievable. win.
This is just not funny. I did think his interview chat was pretty weak, to be honest. When I was asking him about what to do in London, he just gave me his tour dates. You are an absolute prick. Oh my, I'm so angry. I cried.
The good news is,
what?
Mel B's still happy.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, the bit you couldn't see from that is Ray walked back in, and as I started laughing, he ripped his wig off and revealed his bald head.
Funniest part for me about the whole thing was when we left the hotel where we had done this.
To go to Mel B.
Ray was standing there next to his cab and we said, can you give us a ride? And he drove us to our next interview.
The audio is great. See Elton and Carrie cry at the start, then cry at the end.
I'm still in a fetal position.
At Carrie Thomas Show is where you can see the video. Elton John looks spot on. We are out of here. Houston Kay, they're next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Ciao, Bella.
Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you.